أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم. درود سلام مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں. درودوں میں سلاموں میں مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں. کوئی بدبخت کیا جانے نبی کی شان رفعت کو، خدا اور سب ملائک ہیں نبی کے مدح خانوں میں. شب اسرا قدم چومے ہیں سدران محمد کے، یہ رتبہ کس نے پایا ہے بھلا سارے جہانوں میں. درودوں میں سلاموں میں مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں. بھلا کوئی جہاں میں ہے پسینہ جس کا ایسا ہو، معطر اس خوشبوئے ختن ہو عطر دانوں میں. تیرے کوچے سے جو بادے نسیم مشک بارائی، مہک اٹھی ہے کلیاں میرے دل کے گلستانوں میں. درودوں میں سلاموں میں مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں. میرے محبوب کیسے میں تیرے دشمن کو بتلاؤں، کہ ذکر خیر تیرا ہے سبھی ویدوں پرانوں میں. حکایت ہے تیرے حسن عمل کی زندہ جاوید، تیری تمثیل کیا ملتی کسی کو داستانوں میں، درودوں میں سلاموں میں، مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں، نبی پیارے تو ان کی بات بھی کیوں کرنا پیاری ہو، نبی پیارے تو ان کی بات بھی کیوں کرنا پیاری ہو، ہوا سمان بھی حسن نبی کے قدر دانوں میں، درودوں میں سلاموں میں، مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں، درودوں میں سلاموں میں، مؤذن کی اذانوں میں، نبی کا نام تابا ہے زمین و آسمانوں میں. جزاکم اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بدعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to invite people towards Islam. Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he received the wahi. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، اقرا بسم ربک الذی خلق. سو ہی وینٹ ہوم اینڈ ہی انفارمڈ ہز وائف خدیجہ رضی اللہ عنہا، شی ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام. ہی انفارمڈ ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ، ہی ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام. سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ واز ویری ینگ، بٹ علی رضی اللہ عنہ واز ان دا کسٹڈی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یوز ٹو take care of him because Abu Talib was old and Abu Talib had many children. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to take care of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an. Young boy Ali radiyallahu an accepted Islam. So from day one Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started inviting people towards Islam because Islam is for the benefit of the people. And if you know something can benefit, well, share. Right? If you know there is a deal somewhere, what do? The first thing, you inform your friends, there is a deal going on. Right? Why not? Let them benefit. And the most beneficial thing in this life is Islam. Because Islam is the means of receiving Allah's mercy. Islam is the way to receive Allah's help, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And that's why sometimes people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, if I accept Islam, what do I get? You know, people used to be very open. You want me to accept Islam? I will accept Islam. What do I get? What is the point? What is the benefit? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to explain in different ways. Once somebody came and asked, okay, I accept Islam, what do I get? The meaning of the hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, well, you accept Islam, you believe in Allah azza wa jalla, and you admit that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you call upon him, he will respond to you. You accept Islam, you make dua. So people used to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once somebody asked, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, if you ask Allah azza wa jalla, Allah will listen to you. So for any need whatsoever, you can make a dua and Allah will listen to you. And our Prophet gave example that if you don't have water, if you don't have rain, you make dua, Allah will send rain. And water is, you know, necessary for life. The point is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to invite people towards Islam from day one. Not only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he invited people, but the people who accepted Islam, immediately he used to ask them to do the same. Immediately he used to make them da'i. I am doing this, well, you do the same. I am calling people towards Allah Azza wa Jal, you do the same. And that's how people used to call others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged people to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because only Allah Azza wa Jal, he can fulfill our needs. And we have so many needs as human beings. From the time we wake up until the time we go to sleep, we have so many needs. From the time we are born until the time we die, we have so many needs. Individuals have needs, communities have needs, countries have needs, human being has needs. Who is going to fulfill all these needs? Only Allah Azza wa Jal can fulfill all these needs. Anybody other than Allah Azza wa Jal is not capable. Because anybody other than Allah Azza wa Jal does not have what it takes to fulfill the needs of the people. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to teach people practically how to make dua. One is to say, make dua. Ask God. Ask Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That is a general instruction. He used to give specific instructions so that people know exactly what to ask for. For example, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to ask Allah azza wa jal to give him knowledge. We should ask for knowledge. And in fact, he used to ask Allah azza wa jal, and by doing that, he also taught us to ask Allah azza wa jal for knowledge that is beneficial. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. O Allah, indeed I ask you for knowledge that is beneficial. So we need ilm, we need knowledge, right? We need to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to know what Allah wants. We need to know what Allah likes. We need to know what Allah does not like. We need to know the beliefs that lead to Jannah. We need to know the beliefs that lead to Jahannam, wal'iyadu billah, so that we can avoid those beliefs. We need to know what is obligatory so that we can fulfill. We need to know what is haram so that we can avoid. So we need knowledge. We need to know what is the morals and what are the manners so that we can top up our good deeds. One is to have the baseline. Okay, this is must, this is obligatory, obviously we do. But that is not enough. You need to have some top up, right? If somebody asks you for a cake, do you just give them the base? Here you go, take the cake. Well, that's not the cake I want. I want full cake, right? I want the base, I want the cream, I want the chocolate. In fact, there are some people have triple chocolate, right? And then I want some fruits, and then I want some nice decoration. We want all of that. Then, also we have baseline, oh, this is farz, do it, this is haram, don't do it. Okay, that is good. But then we have akhlaq. We have akhlaq. Akhlaq, yani, doing the best. Presenting yourself in the best manner in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Presenting yourself in the best manner in front of the people. I ask you, can I please have some water? One way, you just go, right, and you grab a cup and you bring the water, half in the cup, half on your hands, and the fingers are inside the cup. You ask for water? Oh, this is the water for you. Did he give me the water? Yes, he gave me the water. But is that how I want the water? Somebody who is giving the water, his hand is half inside, half outside. You don't want that. You want somebody to give you water which is presentable. So you want this person's hands to be washed, and then hands to be dried, right? And then you want the water in a cup, and the cup in a plate. And then you present the water. So the person who is receiving the water, he will enjoy. Yes? Sometimes you drink a cup of tea in some restaurants, cup of coffee in some restaurants, in some cafes. It will cost you $5, for example. In some restaurants, the same coffee you drink, it will cost you $50. Why is that? Presentation, the manners, the etiquettes, right? In some places, people who are working, they are sweating. Their clothes smell, their body smells. You ask them for tea, they will give you the tea. Have it. Well, you can have it. If you like, why not? Right? In some places, people who are presenting the tea or coffee to you, they wear white clothes. They even wear white hat. Their apron is also white. They must have a shower before they start their work. Their shoes will have fresh polish, not the polish from yesterday. Their shoes need to have fresh polish. Right? I have seen that. Now, you go and say, can I please have some tea? Can I please have some coffee? They will give you the tea, they will give you the coffee, and they will say, well, do you need anything else? Can I offer you any other help? You will also drink tea. That person is also drinking tea. You are drinking tea. Is it same? It is not same. The experience is different. In Islam, we have the same thing. We have the baseline, which is awamir, nawahi, ahkam, rules, regulations, halal, haram, fard, wajib. This is the baseline. We need to have that. But on top of that, we need to have akhlaq. We need to have manners. And what makes the life of a Muslim beautiful is manners. We have a lot of regard for manners. We have a lot of regard for manners. We have manners in the masjid. Right? We have manners at home. We have manners with our family. We have manners with our parents. Even we have manners with our friends. Our friends are important for us. Our friends are important for us. Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would not go and see their friends in normal clothes. They would have fresh clothes. They will have nice clothes before they go and meet with their friends. Because you want them to be happy. And they will do the same for you, so you will be happy as well. You go to workplace where everybody is having fresh clothes. And you go to some place where everybody is wearing clothes for fourth day, fifth day. Is it same? It's not going to be same. In Islam, akhlaq are also taught. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught all these things. And all these things are beneficial. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I ask you for knowledge that is beneficial. So when we say knowledge, we are not only talking about beliefs and values. And when we say ilm, we are not talking about only what is halal, what is haram. We are also talking about akhlaq. We need to know the akhlaq. We think that being good is akhlaq. Doing good is akhlaq. I know how to have manners. Actually, we might know few things, but there is a lot to know. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when having food, he would not touch the food unless if he wants to have that food. Say you have a plate, right, and you have fruits. Only the piece that you want to have, you touch. But the piece of fruit which you do not want to have, you should not touch. Because some people may not like it, that you are touching everything and leaving. Although your hands are not dirty, there is nothing wrong with your hands. But some people may not feel comfortable. So for example, our Prophet ﷺ will have date and he will pick it up. He will not touch this date and leave, touch another one, oh this is soft, this is not soft. He will not do that. Although the companions radiallahu anhum, they would like the fruit that has touched the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would like it even more. They would enjoy it even more. In fact, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has eaten something, the leftover is more preferable for them than what is there in the plate. But he wanted to teach people. And when teaching people, he considered himself like anybody else, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they used to have barakah from the leftover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he drank water, they will have the leftover. If he drank milk, they will have leftover. So they would enjoy it more. But for the purpose of teaching, he considered himself like anybody else. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam He always used to smell very nice. But the first thing he would do when he would go home is to do miswak. Why? Because you have been out, you have been away for some time. Now you don't want to hurt your family with your smell. Although Rasulullah never smelled. And his smell was the best perfume ever. But still, he wanted to teach people the manners. So he taught the people all the manners of all aspects of life. And when we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, O Allah, give me knowledge that is beneficial. This also includes the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the more we know the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more our life becomes perfect. Because the perfect life is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never hurt anybody for the sake of himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not cause any pain to anybody for the sake of himself. Even if people hurt him, he did not take revenge. In some battlefields, when the enemies attack you, obviously you fight back. Well, that is required. Otherwise, how can you survive if you don't fight back? But that is a different issue in a battlefield. In a normal life, no matter what people has done to him, he forgave his worst enemies. He forgave people who caused him lot of pain, who caused lot of pain to his family. In fact, people who wanted to take his life, he forgave them. Is that easy? You know that this person, he came to take my life. This person came to kill me. Now, I can do whatever I can, because now Allah gave me power over him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forgave. We know the famous story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was traveling. And during the journey, they took rest in the afternoon. So, the Sahaba, they are scattered looking for a tree under which they can take some rest. Because, you know, hot day, so you need some shade. People look for a tree. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also was resting under a tree. But Sahaba, they were not close by, they were scattered. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sword was hanging with the tree. Obviously, you know, these times were difficult times for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for Muslims, because enemies are everywhere. So a Bedouin came. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is lying down. And khalas, now he finds him sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. There is nobody around. Now I can do anything. In fact, he thought that he could kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own sword, because the Prophet's sword is hanging there. Right? So he actually took the sword of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he took it out. And suddenly the Prophet woke up. Imagine you are lying down and somebody is standing on your head with a naked sword. Naked, shiny sword. Not a digital sword. Right? Digital sword doesn't hurt. It only hurts your brain. These digital, you know, guns, if you play them a lot, once in a while you play, that might be fun. I don't know, because I never tried. People tell me. So once in a while if you play, it might be fun. If it is fun, I don't know. But you play a lot, what happens? The digital games, digital guns, right? Digital swords, digital rocks, digital mountains. If you keep playing them, keep playing them, keep playing them, eyes are hooked, brains are hooked, necks are hooked. People don't move their necks. Allah, Allah. Some people develop back pain. Right? Some people told me, some of my students told me, that they started having blood from their eyes. They kept playing the digital games. Right? They started having blood coming out of their eyes instead of tears. Because there is no more water left in their eyes to come out. So what is going to come out? Blood. This is real. I'm telling you real things. There is no fake thing here. There is no fairy tale. Some parents told me that sometimes some children, they are so much into these digital games, hours and hours, hours and hours, hours and hours. They don't care about food. They don't care about salah. They don't care about themselves. Now, is that a positive thing? Is that how we should live our life? Like, our life is so worthless, we are giving up our life for the sake of a, game, no matter what it might be. Our life is not important. Our time is not important. Are we worthless? We are the most valuable creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Human being is the most valuable creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. How can we give our life to these computer games? We are giving days and weeks and years. Okay, we understand. Human being every now and then needs to take break, needs to relax. Go for a walk. Why not? Go for a run. Right? Or jump if you have a backyard. Yes? And there are exercises you can do in a small place. Anybody knows that? You don't need a gym if you want to do exercise. You can do exercise in a small place. People who fly airplanes, how do they do exercise if they're flying for a long period of time? Say you have a long journey, 12 hours, 15 hours, 16 hours, right? You want the pilot to be alert. You want the pilot to be active so that he can fly properly. How do they do exercise? There are exercises designed for them. You just need a place where you can place musalla for exercise. You just need a place for musalla for exercise. And alhamdulillah, everybody has that. So if you are bored, if you are tired, you can do anything. And if you have seen your friends playing computer games, digital games, and once in a while you play, I don't know. But giving up our life, that's not worth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw this Bedouin standing on his head, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Bedouin, he's carrying the sword, the naked sword. The Bedouin, he says, "May yamna'uka minni." May yamna'uka minni. Who is going to protect you from me? You are alone. There is nobody around. You are lying down. I am standing. You have no weapon. I have this sword. May yamna'uka minni. Who is going to protect you? If we are in that situation, what do you think we will say? Please, I beg you for mercy. I beg you for my life. Please, ask me for anything, but don't kill me. Right? Please, I have family. Please, I have kids. People beg for mercy. Because of the wrong belief. The wrong belief that this person can protect. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately said, Allah, Allah is going to protect me. He said in such a manner, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Bedouin started trembling and he dropped the sword. Allah, Allah is very powerful. The word Allah itself is very powerful. Obviously, Allah Azza wa Jal, His Almighty, is the most powerful. There is no doubt about that. He is Al-Qawi, He is Al-Mateen, He is Al-Qahir, He is Al-Qadir, He is Al-Muqtadir. Right? All the attributes of power and might and Qahar and Jalal and Izzah belong to Him. You look at the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, many of them are names of power and might and Jalal and Izzah and Ghalaba and Azumah. That is there, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the word itself is very powerful. You say, Allah, Allah. And see what happens to your heart. Repeat that name with the intention on your heart. And you see what happens to your heart. Your heart will shake. The sins will be wiped out. The ghafla will evaporate. The weakness will go. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah, yani Allah will protect me. Khalas, this Bedouin collapsed. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took the sword. And he said, May yamna'uka minni. Now you tell me, who is going to protect you? Obviously the Bedouin, like us, instead of, you know, you are the noble man and son of a noble person, you are a very nice person, I hope that, you know, you forgive me, I beg you for mercy, whatever he said. And then Sahaba, some of them they saw, and they came around. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, this is what happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say even a rude word to him. Forget about killing. Forget about taking revenge. He did not even say a rude word to him. You know, this man is ignorant. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know my status in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And out of ignorance, he has animosity. Many of the enemies are enemies because they don't know you. Many of the enemies of Islam, they are enemies of Islam because of ignorance. Many of the enemies of Muslims are enemies because of ignorance. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgave him. So these are the manners Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he taught. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to teach people to make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, O Allah, I ask you for knowledge that benefits, that is the comprehensive knowledge. The knowledge of Iman, the knowledge of Ahkam, the knowledge of Akhlaq, the knowledge of Deen as a whole. And that knowledge is a journey. Every day we learn. If we learn, if we don't start learning, we will not learn. If we continue to learn, we will learn. And every day we discover the beauty of Islam. Every day we discover the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings in everything, in small things, in big things, in our dealings, in our transactions, in buying, in selling, in borrowing, in lending. A few days ago I was talking with one of the brothers. One of the teachings Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that when you do any dealing, you document it, write it down. And this is a command from commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubuh. Write it down. Sometimes people do business without writing down. people will start new business ventures without having any documentation. Oh, he is my best friend. So I put some money, he puts some money, and we invest some money. In fact, we invite some shareholders. And nobody knows what is happening. Just trust. Blind trust. Shaitan can dismantle this trust in no time. Shaitan can come in between in no time. And we have seen, and in Sharia board, because we deal with lots of situations, lots of problems, many people come when they have these issues. We say, is there any document? There is no document. Did you agree something in writing? There is nothing in writing. How do you do all these big transactions, big business dealings, without having any written agreement? But look at the beauty of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, Allah azza wa jalla has taught us, that we must write it down and we must also have witnesses. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. If you say, oh, I don't know how to write, I'm not a legal expert, well, let somebody write it for you. This is the Quran. If you're not a legal expert, even if a person is illiterate, a person does not know how to read and how to write, is that an excuse for not writing? No. Go and find somebody who can write for you. Unfortunately, people don't write. And especially in the matters of inheritance, we have situations which are very complicated. Like families have business together. Nobody knows who has how much share. Father started the business, then son got involved, and then another son got involved at a different stage, and then father's brother also got involved, father's uncle also got involved, and then somebody died, and his wife, she was taken on board, and then the business expanded. Okay, what is happening? Who owns how much? Who is the owner of the business? Nobody knows. Everything is just running on trust, on understanding. Right? We have respect, we have understanding. Okay, respect should be there, no problem. Understanding should be there, no problem. But this is a money matter. This is a matter of money. Matter of money must be documented. Must be documented. Sometimes people die and their inheritance cannot be distributed because of these complications. Because if you distribute the business, khalas, the business will not be there anymore. Because there is no partner who is able to take over the business and give the shares to the rest of the inheritors. So they don't want to distribute inheritance. The same also applies to properties. People have property, people have homes, lands. Well, they don't want to distribute. Because if you distribute, then I have to get out of the property. Right? I have to give it to my sister. I have to give it to my brother. My brother, he lives, you know, in a big house. He doesn't need money. My sister, she already got married. She's happy with her husband. She doesn't need money. Well, I should stay here all my life. If I am going to give them their due, then I will be left without any house. This is the logic which people are applying. This is all because of not knowing the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not knowing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, what happens? Brothers, they don't like each other. Sisters, they don't like each other. Brothers are not talking to sisters. Sisters are not talking to brothers. And the worst thing I have ever heard, like, this is first-hand information. The worst thing I have ever heard, may Allah forgive us, and may Allah protect us, may Allah save us. Daughters are not liking mothers. Daughters are hating their mothers. Can anybody imagine? Muslim daughter does not like her own Muslim mother. Can anybody ever imagine? You know, we have natural love for our mothers. Our mothers are very important for us. They have done everything for us. We have natural love for them. Men love their mothers. And girls, they love their mothers even more. Girls, they have more attachment for their mothers. Daughters, they have more attachment for their mothers. But how is it happening? That some daughters sometimes don't like their mothers. That is because of not fulfilling the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. If the command of Allah Azza wa Jal is not fulfilled, that will have very negative consequences. And that can even affect the relationship of daughter with her mother. Sometimes some ladies, they call and they say, I don't like my mother. Why not? Because my mother, she does not allow for the inheritance of my dad to be distributed. I am in need of money. My dad left a lot of money. My dad left property. My dad left land. My dad left business, whatever. Right? And some of my brothers, khalas, they have control over everything. They don't want anything to be distributed. And my mother is supporting my brother. Because my mother thinks that if we are going to distribute everything, then this house will not be there anymore. Subhanallah, there is only one house in the world. There is only one house in the world. Allah, Allah. You have millions of homes. And even imagine if there was only one house in the world. Are we supposed to stay in that house where the inheritance has not distributed? As soon as the person dies, that property now belongs to all the inheritance. Nothing can be done without the permission of each of them. Nothing can be done. And anybody who is doing that, they are committing a sin. They are bringing Allah's anger upon them. Wal'iyadu billah. May Allah protect us. And people delay. And the more we delay, the more sin we are committing. Can we have barakah in our life with that sin? Can that house have barakah? That house will have never no barakah. Even if there is no other home in the whole world, still you leave that house, go and stay in a tent. Go and stay under a tree. That is better for you, rather than staying in that house. The point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave us this beautiful deen and he taught us to make dua, to keep learning this deen. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. O Allah, indeed I ask you for ilm that is beneficial. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to ask this dua, what about us? We should ask Allah Azza wa Jal all the time to give us ilm that benefits. And when we are serious about this dua, we should also take necessary steps. You say, Ya Allah, I want to have money. Ya Allah, I want to have money. Please give me money, give me money. Okay, that is a good dua. But you don't go for work, you don't go to your job, and you sit at home and you make dua. Is that what you're supposed to do? No, you're supposed to go and work, supposed to go and make your business, do your business, right? Do something. Go and collect something. Collect junk. There is a lot of money in junk. Right? Somebody came to me today, to my house today, to collect some junk. Believe me, I was very surprised. Subhanallah. How these people work hard. How they work hard. There is a lot of joy they have. He was very happy. He was collecting junk. He was very happy. Believe me, he was very happy. He was collecting junk. Because there is a lot of money in junk. People are making good money. Do something, do anything. And then you make dua, Ya Allah, give me barakah in my wealth. Ya Allah, give me barakah in my money. Allah will give you barakah. Why not? You take necessary steps. The same also applies for ilm. You ask Allah for ilm and take necessary steps. What are the necessary steps for taking ilm? Go and contact ulama. Contact a madrasa. Take your child to a place of learning. Take your child to Islamic school. Take your child to Hifz class. Take your child for the ilm class. For this program, for that program. Whatever. Whatever suits you. Whatever is possible for you. Alhamdulillah. Summer is coming. Right? We can start from now. How to spend our summer. MashaAllah, the kids, they have about 2.5 months. 2.5 months is a lot of time. 2.5 months is good amount of time. You can learn a certain skill, like especially the children who are grown up. Believe me, you can learn, you can do some courses. I don't know, whatever interest you have. You can learn some plumbing, some woodwork, some artwork, some IT, any skill that can benefit you. And you can also learn some ilm of deen, learn some tajweed of the Quran, memorize some surahs of the Quran. And you never know, you might develop desire to learn more. And then when the next year comes, you can join the madrasa, or you can, you know somebody who can benefit. If you encourage one person to learn ilm of deen, all his learning, all his life will be in your account. If one person becomes a student because of your effort and because of your encouragement, all he's going to learn, all his life, and all he's going to teach, all his life, that will be in your account. We can never imagine the reward that Allah is going to give us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to act upon what we have said and what we have heard. Dua kar le, durud sharif padh le. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما ثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا مع الراحة لقلوبنا وأبداننا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشفنا وعافنا واشف وعاف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله just before we have dinner the guidance school has a summer school so there are summer classes Guidance Educational Academy is offering. Inshallah, you can get some more information. If you are interested or if you know anybody who is interested, please let them know. And also, Alhamdulillah, the admissions are open both for the Guidance Academy, which is from preschool to 8th grade, and also for Darul Uloom, also admissions are open. Darul Uloom offers Hifz program, Alimiyah program for boys and also for girls. And there is no age restriction, Alhamdulillah. We have weekend classes for girls, and weekdays we have classes for both boys and also girls for Hifz and Alimiya. Alhamdulillah. So the admissions for the madrasa are also open. Alhamdulillah, the classes for the Darul Uloom are designed in such a way that you can do Hifz and you can also do schooling at the same time. And children, they can do Alimiya and they can also do their academics, you know, English, math, science, whatever. That is also possible. So Alhamdulillah, this is a good opportunity. Please let the people know so that they can benefit, inshallah. And also, alhamdulillah, these monthly programs, mashallah, our brothers are doing a lot of effort. Some brothers are organizing, some brothers are cooking, some brothers are helping. So, you know, we should also come forward, because there is a lot of beauty when we come forward and when we contribute, when we participate. So anybody who has some time, anybody who can do anything, please, you know, let the brothers know. MashaAllah, Zubair Bhai is here, Jamshid Bhai is here, and many other brothers, Shakil Bhai is here, many other brothers who help. Approach them and ask them how I can help. I want to help. I want to participate. I want to contribute in any way. It doesn't have to be money all the time. Obviously, money is also important, but we can contribute and we can participate in any way. And the sisters, they can also help, they can also participate, they can also contribute. And there is a lot of joy and a lot of sawab and a lot of barakah when we all come together. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.